on the Coyote Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the YokeCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics, taking you inside the stories of Coyote athletes, coaches, administrators, and more. Now, here's your host, John Thayer.
Hey, what's up? How are you? Welcome back. It's another episode of the YokeCast podcast as we get ready for Family Day for spring football to wrap up spring practices. And we are in the stretch time of all the other spring sports. It's time to lock down and try to fight for championships. So we'll talk about all of that coming up here in the show as well. A few more episodes left of the YokeCast podcast, then we'll take ourselves a nice little summer break. This week, I had a chance to catch up with Ava Schrader. She is a golfer at USD. Also learned a little fun fact about her. Don't make her angry. She's got some skills. Learn more about that coming up in the conversation. And Keandre Jones Logan back and excited for another season of Coyote football after missing last year with an injury. You can tell he is focused and ready to make some noise this upcoming fall. Exciting stuff from Keandre Jones Logan. Let's get it started this week with Ava Schrader. Her and the women's golf team set to compete starting this weekend in the Summit League Championship.
Ava, you get set for the conference meet now to wrap up the season. What has this year been like as you go back, you know, golf a long season, you play some events in the fall and then in the spring. As you look back on it right now, how would you describe the year?
I'd say we've had a pretty good year. Our fall was pretty good. We placed well and we played well. And I think as a team, we're really developing and we're at a point now we're having our team, like our seniors are graduating and we kind of were a close-knit group. And I think, honestly, conference will just wrap up what we've got. And I think we've had a lot of good rounds going. And I think if we just can all like play good together and just like keep our team energy up and put it together, I think it'll go really well. And I really think this season has been a lot of growth. So
we've seen plenty from your team that this team has the capabilities of surging up the leaderboard, individuals, team, everything.
Yep.
How confident does that help you? Or how does that help build your confidence as you go to conference?
I would say for me, like I've been putting together some good rounds in the last couple weeks and I'm excited. I'm just really excited, I think, confidence-wise. I'm just, even for our team, like, I know we can all play good at the same time, and if we can just put that together, I think we can do really well. And I think, yeah, I'm just really excited.
You and I were talking about, you know, the game of golf. It's so fascinating.
Yes.
Because there's just so many little things that go into golf.
Yeah.
Sometimes, if you play golf long enough, you just know there are some days you can feel you don't have it. You really got to fight. How do you work through days like that just to try to get your confidence back and find a decent round?
Well, last week I kind of struggled with that a little bit, and I think it's just you got to have that grit and you just got to keep pushing, and sometimes it's not always going to be there and you might not always find it, and you just got to be able to finish, and I think that's super important.
As soon as you build that confidence, it just things start to click. Do you go through waves as you go through either the season or you know, different rounds in a tournament?
I've had a lot of trouble recently with like my last round, and I've been putting myself in contention and for our team, and I think, I don't know if it's a mindset thing, when I get to the last round I just haven't been playing as good, and so I'm really trying to work through that. And I think this weekend, I think it'll be a really good show to see if I can finally pull through, because this course last year I had my career best round on the last day after playing two not so good days. So I'm really looking forward to tearing up that golf course again. So,
well, I know a lot of people looking forward to that. When you look at your golf game, it's hard for everybody to do everything well. Where are your strengths in your golf game, and where are the areas that you really got to focus on and always trying to get a little bit better?
I think right now my biggest strength in my game has been my ball striking and my irons. I've been hitting them well. And I've been struggling a little bit more with the putter, and I've been going through some extra practice with that and trying to switch it up a little bit. So just really just like focusing on short putts and just my starting line and my speed for my putting especially. But if I can keep my irons together and hit lots of greens, then I usually that's where I can score well. So
you get ready for this conference tournament. You're going to go down there, I'm sure, get a practice round in. Mm-hmm. When you go through practice rounds, how much do you treat it like a round of competition, and how much of it is maybe taken, I don't even know, are you allowed to take multiple shots from different areas to try to understand, you know, the golf course better?
So that's kind of what a practice round is. Like, we usually don't put a lot of pressure in it at all, and we all kind of have our own routine that we go through and what kind of shots we want to hit from where in certain areas. I mean, we play it like a round, but we don't really take it that serious, like competition wise. It's more to more learn the golf course and to feel how the grass is, and to really, we take a lot of time on the greens to just really feel how the greens are rolling.
What's your routine? Before a round, things
before
like that,
round?
You know, do you have
my
any
warm-up routine?
Do you have any rituals that you have to do, or traditions or anything, or, you know, just to get yourself in the competition mode?
I'm not super superstitious, so I don't really have a lot of things like that. I just like to go through my whole warm-up routine. Like, I putt first, and I always putt on my little alignment mirror always before, just to make sure my alignment on my putting is good. And then I go through and I just hit my shots on the range. Honestly, I just kind of, it's more of a warm-up, and I kind of just want to get loose, and I'm just trying to keep my focus before I start. So I don't really have anything specific, I guess, that I do. I just go through the same warm-up routine pretty much every single time, and I think that kind of stays true. So
during competition, are you a scoreboard watcher? Or do you try to avoid that and just worry about what you're doing?
I do not look at my phone. I do not look at the scoreboard. I do not want to know. I know some of the other girls on my team, they will watch, but that has never been my thing. I do not like to know. So the only scores I know are the girls that I'm playing with, because I'm keeping their scores. So
You were coming down to the end in contention, would you want to know how to attack, or do you just got to keep in your own mindset?
I don't know. I feel like I kind of know, since usually if you're coming in contention, you're with the girls that are leading, and so you kind of know how they're playing. I think for me specifically, I don't really want to know. I just kind of want to play my game, because then if I know, I feel like I'm more likely to get in my head about it and think about it and overthink it. So no, I kind of just want to keep playing and not know.
How'd you get started with golf? How did it become such a key piece to your life?
So I didn't actually start playing golf until I was a freshman in high school. I kind of grew up around it. My dad he loved golf. He never like played in college or anything, but it was just a big part of his family. And I did a bunch of other sports. I was a competitive gymnast for a long time. I did swimming. I did MMA. I did Muay Thai. I fought, which is kind of crazy. I tell people that and they're like, you fought? I was like, oh yeah, this is kind of an interesting fun fact about me. I actually have a black belt in Taekwondo. Back when I was like 14, 15, and then I kind of did swimming, and then I was like, I think I want to find something else to do, and I was like, hey, Dad, I think I want to golf, and probably happiest day of his life, he loves golf, so, and then it was kind of right during like COVID time when I started like focusing on it really big, and I just like practice all the time, because I was just outside, and because we moved from Phoenix to Colorado, and so then all I did was practice golf. So, and then I joined the high school team, and I played, and then I was like, oh, I kind of want to take this seriously. I was getting better quickly, and my dad was like, oh my gosh. So then I started playing in more competitive tournaments, and then I kind of got lucky with meeting Coach here. He gave me an opportunity to play here, and I hope that I've been well for his team, so.
How do you transition from Taekwondo and fighting to a finesse sport like golf?
Honestly, I don't know. I treat golf as more athletic than I think a lot of people see it. Like, I spend a lot of time training, like, for myself. I don't know. I guess I've never been asked that before, because I think that is kind of a crazy shift. I never really thought about it like that. I don't know. I think it's a lot of discipline, and I think they teach you that a lot when you're doing like Taekwondo and fighting. It's a lot of like self-discipline, focus, and just on like personal growth. And I think for golf, because they're both individual sports, and so you kind of see that same discipline and grit kind of come through even just in athletic ability and like mental space. I think they have a lot of similarities in that sense. But I don't know, it was a big shift. I kind of miss it. I think once I graduate, I'd like to get back into it again. So
how much does having that background just give you confidence in everyday life? I mean, I can't imagine you're just going to break out and, attack somebody. But I think you would surprise somebody, right, yeah, with your stature, with your training.
I would say, like, I'm very competitive, and I think that, like, fight, like, even on the golf course, like, you can sometimes tell when I'm focused and I'm playing well, I'm attacking the pin, just in the same way I'd be, like, almost attacking my opponent. So...
Have you watched Happy Gilmore?
I have, yeah.
Oh, I feel like you could break out like that in a round. No, I'm kidding.
But. Goodness. I don't know. I used to be a little more emotional on the golf course, and I think I kind of have toned it down a little less angry sometimes.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Because you don't seem like an angry person, so... Sometimes you got to control that, especially in the game of golf. As you go into this tournament now and you look at, your team, obviously you've talked about, you've seen this team do well throughout the course of the year. What gives you confidence that this team can put it together in three rounds and 3 days and kind of reach some of the goals your team has?
I think we've all been practicing really hard, and I think we all really want it really bad. And I think if everybody can just get in that really competitive mindset and just want to like attack the golf course and just get to it, I think that if we really lock in and we focus, I think we can really put together some good rounds, because we've seen it. Like, we have that confidence, we know we can do it. I think it's just applying it. And Coach talked about this at our last tournament. He's ready for us to just get competitive and get our heads in, and I think that'll be the main key. And just staying like connected as a team too. Because we're very close. I'd say as a small team, we hang out a lot. We do a lot of things together, so we know each other well. And just staying connected on the golf course, like waving when you see your teammates on the other holes, and just staying positive and staying super competitive, I think.
Well, we're excited for you and your team, and I know
I'm
a lot
really
of people
excited.
Will be tracking the rounds as you go through the tournament. So good luck this upcoming week, and thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
That is Eva Schrader. She is a golfer for the Coyotes. They will be competing in the Summit League Championships. They get underway on Sunday, so you can find out how to follow along at goyotes.com. I also had a chance this week to catch up with Keandre Jones Logan. He missed all of last year with an injury. He has worked his way back. He did make an appearance in the Montana game, only played a few snaps in that game, so he did make at least an appearance at the end of last season. But you could tell he has rehabbed himself. He has got in the weight room, and he is ready for a big fall this season. Keandre Jones Logan.
Key, the spring practice session starting to wrap up here as you get into the final week of it with the family day coming up on Saturday. How would you describe spring practice and spring ball for this group?
I think it's been very competitive, just coming out every day and making each other better, taking big steps offensively and defensively, keeping our team tight as one. You know, we've had a lot of change recently, but I think it hasn't nudged us at all, so I think we're just getting off on the right foot. We look great, and I feel great about the future of our team.
How much were you just itching for spring ball after last year? You know, you set out and rehabbed almost all year, obviously made your debut at Montana, but just to have that much time out, how much were you itching to get back out there?
Yeah, I think it was crucial. I mean, I've never been so excited to play the game again. It definitely makes you look at things differently. You never take advantage of an opportunity just coming out every day, coming to work. And I feel like I've put a lot into them last 12 months that I was out, and just getting better every single day so I can come out here and play with my guys. This is very important to me, and I'm very excited to get started this season.
How would you describe last fall? Obviously, you were rehabbing the whole time. Kept getting closer and closer to return. I know you wanted to get back out there as quickly as possible, but had to trust the medical personnel who were evaluating your situation. What was that process like, as you couldn't be out there? You're a competitor. I know you want to be out there. Couldn't be out there, but just working through that rehab.
I just think trusting Grant, trusting my coaches and Dr. Skelly, they did a great job of just kind of protecting me from myself, if I can say. I mean, from a surgical standpoint, and how you feel day to day is two different, totally different things. So some days I'll be ready to go, and my surgeon told me, he was like, once you get around 6 months, you're gonna start feeling really good. You're gonna be able to run, you're gonna be able to cut a little bit, jump a little bit, and just every day just getting closer to be able to do what I used to be able to do. It was exciting for me, but I still had to put the brakes on and remember it's still more, you know, still more to it. Just take the time and get healthy and do everything you can so you're ready when your time comes.
Did they have to chin you up at all so you didn't run out there and get in the field?
They probably almost did. I mean, Grant probably told me it's overtime, so he'll put me in handcuffs if I don't relax. So I was definitely excited to get back out there. I mean, LJ had a few touchdowns last year while I was running on the field. The referee had to tell me to just calm down. He's like, make sure you stay on the sideline. I'm like, man, I'm happy. I'm excited. So, yeah.
Obviously, you know, Charles went down with an injury, you know, early in the season last year, and LJ did a phenomenal job for the running back room last year. Now you and Charles have rehabbed together in this whole thing. What's that dynamic like right now in the running back room?
I mean, if people know me and Charles, they know we as tight as they come. I think blood couldn't even make us any closer. But I think just having us two back in there after being here for so long, like we've seen guys come through, like Travis Tice was here. We was here. We kind of was under his wing. And we watched LJ and his success. So just coming back and knowing what we know and with the experience that we have, just helping these other guys too, like Carson and Reed and Julius and Courtney, and just bringing them along with us, you know, it's fun. I just feel like it's a lot of trust in our running back room. We all rely on each other, and we count on each other to go out there and get a job done, whoever it may be.
How motivating has it been since you missed last season to get back out there, you know, and have a big year this year?
Hungrier than ever. I mean, I feel like I'm in high school again trying to get all them offers. That's what it feels like. You know, I'm back to the drawing board, back grinding again, just coming out here every day and just getting better, you know, whether it's something small or something big in my game, just trying to get better every single day because I've already taken a lot of time to develop my mind. Now I just got to go out there and do it.
Physically, you've added, you know, a little weight, a little muscle to your body, part of the rehab process, part of just building up. How important was that just to continue to build your confidence at this level?
Like I just said, just being every down back, just going in there and always being able to get the job done no matter what situation we're in is really important. You know, I just think it's important that all of our running backs, not just myself, we all can go in there and just get the job done. And I feel like me upgrading my body to what I have is helping me able to go out there and do those things that my team needs me to do.
The last time we saw you on the field for a full season, I mean, you'd line up as running back, you'd be in the slot, you'd be a kick returner. Are you still trying to do it all, or are you trying to lock in as more of a feature running back?
Oh, no, I'm still doing it all. I'm still doing it all. A guy of my stature, and I think the skills that my coaches see within me, I think they believe it's best to just not limit them, have them do everything, be in the slot, be a returner, kick return, punt return, you know, go out there, run some routes, catch some balls, run inside, run outside. So just doing everything. Some of my teammates, they joke, they always like, man, Key, you do everything but throw the ball. So I'm just going out there and making myself as available as I can for our offense, whatever, put us in the best position to win games.
Are you working on throwing the ball so you can get a touchdown pass?
Absolutely not. No, sir. I don't think Coach Warren has ever looked my way when it came to throwing. Because, you know, he played quarterback, so he's looking at our form and like, oh, no, you can't throw. So, no, I'm definitely not the strong arm one in the group.
Can't be shot putting the touchdown passes at this level. Key, you talk about your stature. You know, you've always obviously been a shorter guy and very confident. You use your speed. Have you always had the confidence within yourself, or with your stature, do you feel like confidence is something that you've had to build throughout your career?
I feel like I've always had it. Dating back to high school, my high school, we ran wing T triple, like, offense. We were going right down the A-gap every single play. We never threw the ball. At my high school, we threw the ball maybe one time a game. Like, we ran the ball every single play. So, I mean, I've always been comfortable just going in there and just getting bruised up, banged up a little bit. So, I mean, now it's kind of like I'm just coming back within myself and just getting back to my old roots, if you may. I just feel like, you know, it's been great. You know, it's been good.
You know, we were talking about kick return, and last year Braden White came on, and he was electric at times. You were electric the year before. Are you fighting for that spot back?
I mean, whatever can help us win. I mean, I love Braden. I think he's a great competitor. I love him at receiver. I love him as a returner. I told him, we was just talking about it in the training room. I say, whoever back there, whoever they kick it to, that's a problem. You know, I'm not even, you know, we back there, we sharing the job. We both good at it, so let's do it together. But I love Braden, and he's really good back there. So I'm excited to see what he'll do this season.
You had a couple of kick returns for touchdowns a couple of seasons ago. One more is a career record at South Dakota. I just want you to think about that here in the off season. Yeah. We need one more kick return for a touchdown out of you.
Hey, man, I'm definitely going to push for it. I'll definitely push for it. I keep it in the back of my mind. So hopefully, you know, teams don't, you know, do what they did in 2024. They don't shy away from me. You know, I had a few good returns and everybody stopped kicking me the ball. So they made it hard for me. But I'll definitely keep it in the back of my mind. We definitely go get one this year. Trust me.
What do you look for as a returner? You know, obviously you catch the ball first and foremost, mm-hmm. catching that darn thing, number one. And then as you start up the field, what's kind of your vision? What are you looking for to find that small gap that you need?
I think it's just trusting your keys. It's almost like being a running back, to be honest. Just defenders are coming from different angles. I feel like that's the only thing that's different. You still just going through your keys. You reading your, as I like to call them, your signature blocks, your big blocks. So you got like the people who set an edge for you, and you got the dude who delivering the knockout blow, and just having those reads, and just as you're going down the field, you just kind of see the big picture, as you could say. So I feel like also Brayden, he do a great job of that, just seeing the full picture and never let your eyes get too narrow. You just see the full picture, and then it's off to the races.
You go through the spring ball, and one of the big questions for fans right now with this offense is who's going to play quarterback. We're coming off of a career of Aiden Bauman that was absolutely phenomenal, led this program to new heights, but now obviously he's done and somebody else is going to step in. I know there's a quarterback battle going on. What are you seeing as a member of the offense out of that battle at the quarterback room?
I feel like all three of them are great competitors, great people, great teammates. Also, all of them are encouraging. They pick each other up. They pick the team up. They command the huddle well. They're all in good position. They put us in the right run checks. They do everything we need them to do to be successful quarterbacks. And I think not just myself, a lot of people on the team, we're pleased with what we're seeing from them. So, you know, kudos to them, and let's just keep working.
You go into, after you get through this week, obviously with spring ball, you go into a little bit of off season and then summer and everything. You've kind of taken on a leadership role with this football team. What do you need to see out of this group, this team, over the summer and into the fall so this group's running, you know, all cylinders as we get ready for a new season?
Just staying together. Brotherhood is such a big thing these days with things like the transfer portal, and you got NIL and so many different things that can take people away from each other. Just staying tight as a team, working, coming to work every day, never leaving the small things aside. Fundamentals, bonding, spending time with each other, that's a big thing. Just all staying on the same page. You never want to feel disconnected from your teammates. You always want to feel like you have 100 or 85 to 100 guys that you can call at any time and they'll be there for you. So I just feel like us staying close as team and as brothers every day, that'll bring us closer. And as we go over this fall stretch, this summer stretch with the summer training and everything, just staying close, that's a big thing. And Coach Vargas always preach it. What is your intent behind everything we do? So just making sure we just showing intent with everything we do, moving on the whistle, on the hop, just hustling, everything, stuff like that matters. And I just feel like as long as we do those things, we'll be successful.
You talk about staying connected. I thought it spoke volumes when USD had a coaching change and Coach Bitzlum becomes the head coach, and this group in large part stayed very together. What did that say to you about not only this group but the program right now?
It shows that our program is changing, we're evolving, and we're getting better. I just feel like us coming out every day as coaches and players and just saying, you know what, whatever happened yesterday or last week, it don't matter. We got to still come out here. We got our job to do. And just us coming out here every day and doing what's necessary, not just for us, but for the program, because the University of South Dakota has a name for itself, and we all got to hold up that standard.
Get me fired up for the end of August and the start of the season. What do you like about what you see right now out of this entire program, this entire team, that kind of gets you excited about getting games going?
Our intent, our fire. I'll speak defensively first. You know, I'll give them a little credit. I think our defense playing with their head on fire. You know, they're doing a lot of great things, giving us a lot of great looks. And, you know, that just transpires onto the offensive side. I feel like we're learning. We're doing a lot of things great. We're matching looks, and we're getting in the right run checks, and we're getting in position to do things. We got a lot of explosive players on our offense. And I think that's been shown over the course of spring and as it'll go into summer and fall. So I just feel like it's been a lot of competitiveness. It's been fun, and we're still getting after it every day, so that's important. That's good.
I'm excited for it. I know you are too. Enjoy a little time, though, before we get into the grind of the fall. Keith, thanks for the time, man. Yes, really appreciate it. Good luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
That is Keiondre Jones Logan. He currently has 2 kickoff returns for touchdowns in his career. One more would set the record at South Dakota, so let's find a way. You know, I don't care who's returned to the kicks and who takes him back for touchdowns. Between him, Braden White, whoever else they put back there, there's certainly going to be some speed and opportunities for the Yotes in the return game. Excited to see it this upcoming fall. All right, before we wrap things up, let's take a look at what is going on in Coyote Athletics. It continues to get busy and busy and busy as we get here in the end of month of April and get into May as we close up, really, the academic year. Just one more week left before finals in the academic year at USD. Coming up this week, we will have track and field opportunities for the Coyotes. They will be at the Drake Relays into the weekend. This weekend, Coyote softball is on the road. They head to Kansas City, set to play on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. Big series for Coyote softball. They're hanging in to get an opportunity in the Summit League tournament. That series win last week at North Dakota was huge. And now the Coyotes really got to lock in. If they could go get a series win at Kansas City, it would put them in a really, really good spot. Women's golf team opens up the Summit League Championship on Sunday. That is Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday in Mesa, Arizona. So we will keep an eye on that. And then softball will be back at home next week. It's a Thursday first game. A lot of times Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but going into the final week of the regular season, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So make your plans now starting on April 30th, May 1st, and May 2nd to watch the Coyote softball team at Nygaard Field in Vermilion. Track and field will have another opportunity to see them in action Friday and Saturday, May 1st and 2nd in Vermilion before they get ready for this Summit League Championships as well. That's what's going on in Coyote Athletics. As always, for schedule information, news stories, and more, check out goyotes.com. That's it for me. I'm John Thayer. Have yourself a tremendous weekend. As always, stay safe and go Yotes.
Thanks for listening to YoteCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Coyote Sports Network.